Marlowe, Hunter's Trolltastic Press Conference Was a Major Strategic Blunder. By Alexander Marlowe on December 14, 2023. He did it again. Hunter Biden trolled the world. Only this time, there might be actual consequences for his family. Hunter Biden defied a congressional subpoena Wednesday, announcing his decision in a public statement that was obviously crafted and approved by his legal team and handlers. His strategy is to play the victim card, trying to use his addictions as an excuse for a lifetime of evading the law and basic responsibilities, while bagging as much cash as possible off of his family name. This latest dramatic episode of the Hunter Biden show is likely to yield contempt of Congress proceedings from House Republicans. Hunter delivered his statement at a D.C. press conference that no one asked for, making for a content bonanza for his defenders and skeptics alike. The optics were entertainingly discordant with Hunter's reputation. He wore a drab suit. The news-reading public has become accustomed to seeing him in various stages of undress. He acted as though he has nothing to hide, even though the whole point of the speech was to, for all intents and purposes, inform congressional investigators that they should fuck off. He acted as though he's victim of a political witch hunt, even though he's already facing several other federal charges and criminal indictments. The most absurd moment of the presser, there was stiff competition for this title, was when the first son moaned about how MAGA Republicans impugned his character. We all must have hallucinated the story from just last week where we learned that Hunter spent $872,000 on hookers, porn, and sex clubs in a four-year period instead of paying his taxes or child support. Let me state as clearly as I can, my father was not financially involved in my business, Hunter said, slyly. My father was not financially involved in my business. He is speaking in code. If you read between the lines, those words suggest that Joe Biden was involved in Hunter's business but maybe wasn't paid directly. Through some crafty wordsmithing, Hunter is trying to skate by on a technicality. In reality, that statement is devoid of meaning. After all, Devin Archer's testimony and WhatsApp messages from an IRS whistleblower substantiate what we all can see with our own two eyes. Joe Biden was an integral part of Hunter Biden's business model. While Hunter was making $1 million a year from Burisma, Joe got the prosecutor investigating the Ukrainian energy company fired. Joe refused to put Hunter's Russian oligarch business associates on his expanding sanctions list. At the exact moment Hunter was acquiring an equity stake in a company controlled by the Bank of China, Joe negotiated a deal to benefit the Bank of China. So, who is Hunter the innocent kidding? No one, actually. He's not even kidding himself or the pro-Biden establishment media. He's trolling. After all, that's what Hunter is, a troll. A troll is internet speak for someone whose modus operandi is getting into trouble. He does things to be intentionally provocative just to see how much he can get away with. The best example of this, as previously documented at Breitbart News, with more detail in my New York Times best-selling book Breaking Biden, The Perfect Christmas Gift, is with Hunter's art. Not only did the White House step in to help Hunter conceal the buyers of his paintings so that the younger Biden could bag cash from supporters across the world, but his chosen style of art involves blowing on alcohol-based paints with what looks like a cocaine straw. Yes, Hunter Biden's version of art is splashing alcohol on a canvas and blowing on it with a miniature crack pipe. Get it? He's trolling. That's exactly what he was doing in his DC press conference. He flaunted his degrees, suggesting he's really a brainiac, a classic Biden move. He bragged about being on dozens of boards of directors, cushy gigs for the elite and well-connected, easy money that the working and middle classes can only dream of. All while claiming he's the one being treated unfairly. In your face, maggots. Why does he think he's going to get away with this? First of all, because he knows that Joe is going to pardon him. He isn't concerned about being held in contempt of Congress. Just add that charge to the pardon pile. Hunter is already facing decades in jail for his gun and tax evasion charges, and his presidential pop can make it all go away with the stroke of a pen. In fact, Hunter can commit all the crimes, at least so long as Joe is in the Oval, and he's unlikely to serve a day in jail. Now may not be the precise time or the place for Joe to publicly demonstrate that there are truly two tiers of justice in this country. After all, Joe has an election to win, and pardoning family members for federal crimes is no way to gain votes. But give it time. So, legally speaking, Hunter calling a press conference, demanding a public hearing where Democrats can grandstand, and then skipping out on his subpoena seems like a fairly sound strategy. So long as he is not testifying or cooperating, he can't incriminate Joe, and that's a win for them. Yet, his in-your-face defiance strategy could prove to be a major political blunder for Team Biden. It was a double dog dare to Republicans who have been lukewarm to an impeachment inquiry to get on board. I believe it will finally bring many of the remaining holdouts around to a more robust investigation into the president. An impeachment inquiry is no pro forma thing. It will lead to Congress getting access to telephone logs, minutes of meetings, and other documentation that the White House will not be able to hide. Ultimately, impeachment is a political act. The more people know the truth about the Biden crime family, the less likely they are to vote for Joe's re-election. A post-2020 election survey conducted by the Media Research Center revealed as much, and recent data supports that conclusion as well. A recent Harvard-Harris poll showed that most voters support an impeachment inquiry, and a Yahoo/YouGov survey showed a majority believe President Joe committed a crime with Hunter. This points to a clear political strategy for the conservative movement: show the world how corrupt the Bidens truly are, and you'll be rewarded at the ballot box. Hunter's choice to not cooperate and instead stage a public airing of grievances against his father's political opponents only made him seem shadier. The same goes for the loving father who has always protected Hunter, and will eventually set him free. Alex Marlow is the editor-in-chief of Breitbart News and a New York Times best-selling author. His new book Breaking Biden is available now. You can follow Alex on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @AlexMarlow.